Colorful slivers of glass give way to a logo. Amazon Original. Clips from an old TV program show women dancing. Words over a line pressed read, 4x2 films. An image shows a baby in a circle with a slash through it. Subtitles read, this film is unsuitable for children under the age of 3. A logo shows a hand with outstretched index and middle fingers. Kazakhstan Ministry of Information presents. An emblem shows silhouettes of a rooster, a cow, and a woman carrying a yoke with milk pails. A Ministry of Agriculture and Wildlife Production. In association with Almaty Center for Disease Control. Daytime. In a quarry, chained men, women, and children dig dirt and chip at rocks. One of the haggard prisoners turns, revealing himself as Borat. And the image freezes.
Yak shumash. My name is Borat. My life is nice. Not. But how I end up like this? 14 years ago, I released a movie film which was great success in USA. But Kazakhstan becoming laughing stocks around the world. Our exports of potassium and pubis plummet. Many brokers leapt from our tallest skyscrapers.
A man jumps from a second-story window.
Since Running of Jew had been canceled, all Kazakhstan had left was Holocaust Remembrance Day, where we commemorate our heroic soldiers who ran the camps.
Revelers dance in soap suds.
I was blamed for Kazakhstan's failure and banned from ever make reportings again. I was publicly humiliated.
A strength test puck hits Borat's crotch.
I was sentenced for life to hard labor in Gulag. But 14 years later, men from government bring me to presidential palace.
In the presidential palace at Almaty, two men lead Borat into a round-faced man's office.
Premier Nazarbayev.
Listen carefully, asshole. I have a mission for you.
He explained that while I was in Gulag, USA was ruined by an evil man who stood against all American values. His name, Barack Obama. This led to other Africans becoming political leaders.
Justin Trudeau wears blackface.
But then a miracle occurred. A magnificent new premier named McDonald Trump rose to power and made America great again. He also became buddies with tough guy leaders across the world. Putin, Kim Jong-un, Bolsonaro, and Kanye West.
Everyone apart from me. You, Sadiev, will return to USA to deliver a gift so that Kazakhstan will earn the respect of Trump.
I was instructed not to give the gift to Trump since on previous mission I had accidentally made shit in front of his house.
So it must go to someone in his inner circle. America's most famous ladies' man, Michael Pence.
The vice premier was known to be such a pussyhound that he could not be left alone in a room with a woman's.
What is the gift? Johnny the Monkey.
Johnny the Monkey.
Johnny the Monkey, Kazakhstan's Minister of Culture and number one porno star.
A cameraman will follow you to document your mission. I will need my producer, Azamat Bagatov. Impossible. Why? You are sitting on him. Borat stands from a chair with a penis jutting out of it. Also, get me a chocolate cake. Now, get him ready. Glimpses show Borat getting a haircut and a doctor preparing a syringe. These gypsy tears will keep you safe. The doctor injects the dark yellow liquid into Borat's arm. In a storage room, Borat opens an old suitcase and pulls out his gray suit. Now, wearing the suit, he walks through his village.
Before I make commencing my mission, I return to my village in order to give kiss to my sons and make sexy time with my wife.
I'm back, everybody! I'm back!
But I discover that my neighbor, Nursultan Tuliakbai, had taken everything from me. My Michael the Mouse pajamas and my sons, Bilak, Biram, and who is Louis?
That not my name anymore. I'm so ashamed of you. I change it to Jeffrey Epstein. Borat's sons and neighbor kick him out. He walks toward a cowshed.
All I had left was my livestock. 2 pigs, 1 cow, and a daughter.
Inside, A captive teen girl watches a cartoon.
Once upon a time, there was a lowly peasant girl called Melania from shithole country Slovenia who dreamed of marrying a rich old man.
I have a non-male son.
Daddy?
Why are you living like this? Because I have no husband to put me in a beautiful wife cage, unlike that bitch Liliat Sakhanov. A girl in a cage holds up her middle finger. How old are you? 15. 15? You're the oldest unmarried woman in all Kazakhstan. I'm so happy that you're back. I'm not. I'm off to US&A. Please take me with you. Not possible. Borat's daughter angrily breaks hay in half. Please, Daddy. He searches his pockets. Here, have a piece of onion instead. Johnny's in the crate. You must leave now.
Nice to meet you.
Now, Borat pulls a crate on a car.
I go to America!
Go to hell, Sagdiev. Don't bother coming back this time. Villagers angrily gesture at him. Get lost. May all your shits have antlers.
It was time for me to return to Yankee Land to save my people.
A title. Borat, gift of sexy monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence for make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
While Johnny traveled by luxury cruise ship, I was placed on cargo boat and arrived 22 days later.
An icon of a cargo ship crosses a map from Kazakhstan to China and Australia, then heads west to the port of Galveston, Texas. In a field, Borat enters a horse trailer hitched to a pickup truck.
That afternoon, I procure a sleeping apartment for Johnny and transform it into accommodation suitable for an ape of his stature.
A note on candy reads, "Welcome to US&A." Borat tapes up provocative pictures of primates. Later, Borat gets out of a cab.
While waiting for Johnny, I decide to make inspection of nearest village.
My name is Borat.
What do you say? No, it's not me.
High five.
He tries to cover his face as a man attempts to high five him.
There was a problem. People make recognize my face.
Borat wears a bag over his head.
Not me.
I'll pay you $1 for an autograph.
You make a mistake.
An autograph?
No, it's not me. Yeah, it's somebody else.
A car nearly hits him.
Or maybe it was Gray Sue.
Borat!
I'm not Borat.
Later, he flees a group of people in only his dress shirt and underwear.
How would I do my secretive mission if I was famous? I would need disguises.
In a Halloween shop.
What is it, this?
Almost looks
what
like
is that?
You.
Stupid foreign reporter.
Yeah, kind of looks like you. You got the dark hair and the mustache.
No, but this is not like me.
I mean, it does look like you, though. No.
Borat gathers many costumes as the clerk bags them up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Much had changed since I was last in US&A. America had become calculator crazy. I needed to make purchasings of an electrical abacus.
In a store.
I think we could get rid of this one for $30.
A clerk holds a cell phone.
What this?
FaceTime.
He video chats with Borat, who wears a disguise.
Hello?
Hello.
Who this?
This is Brian.
Hello, I talk to him. Please be quiet. Hello? Ghost with blue shirt, answer me. You are a demon?
This guy that you're seeing in the phone...
Please be quiet.
...is me.
What?
If I say something, he says something.
Brian, brother, please, you must be quiet. Speaking's not polite.
So I'm gonna show you how you can ask Google questions and it'll give you answers.
I can make it typings?
Yes.
Restaurants near me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I look for food that I like to eat? And for dessert,
Borat searches for spit roast cream pie and a porn website opens on a monitor.
What this?
That's not what you're talking about, I bet.
Brian takes the phone.
This is for dessert?
No, this is probably the one you're looking for.
You have a pictures of a woman with no clothes?
Most likely.
Well, can I make borrowings this for one moment?
Sure.
I need to go toilet. You stay here.
Borat walks away with the phone and Brian shakes his head. The TV mirrors the cell phone screen. It shows him typing into a search engine, big African woman, tall white man, sex. A porn video appears on the monitor.
I think he's figuring it out.
Later, Borat emerges from the store.
Brian, help me use calculator to find out that Johnny the Monkey would be delivered in 3 hours' time. I was excited.
The pickup truck and horse trailer pull into a parking lot. Glimpses show a delivery man unloading the large crate.
How are you doing, my friend?
Good.
I'm Victor. Pleased to meet you.
Borat kisses his cheeks.
You want me to help you open it?
Yes, please.
Borat kneels in respect and holds out bananas as the delivery man opens the crate.
Johnny, Your Excellency.
Squinting at the sun, his daughter emerges from the box.
Reda.
What are you doing here? I accidentally fell in.
Johnny.
Borat steps closer.
Johnny.
He finds the monkey's corpse inside the crate. You ate him? No. He ate himself. You are going home.
Can you help me repack it, please?
Borat and the delivery man lift the crate lid over her head, and she raises her hands to stop them. Borat slams the lid down, shutting her in.
Hammer! No, hammer!
The delivery man nails the crate lid down using a crowbar. Borat pays the man. A close view shows his daughter's eye peering through an air hole. Now, Borat waves.
Hey, thank you.
Borat drives off.
I needed to give this wretched news to my premier, so I use my telephones to locate America's fax machine.
In a mail delivery store, he wears his gray suit.
I need to make a contact with my premier, Nazarbayev. I must inform him of some news.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Sup, S-U-P.
The clerk writes on paper.
That it? Okay.
He sends the fax and receives a reply. A sign on the machine reads, fax only $1 a page.
He sent you back, he said S-U-P with a question mark after it. Sup?
Ah, can you answer him? Chilling.
C-H-I-L-L-I.
The clerk sends the new fax and gets a response.
He sent you a picture this time.
A photo shows a hairy man's small penis.
This is him, it's strange.
Okay.
The clerk retrieves another incoming fax.
Sorry, not for you. I was sexting my sister.
Borat spots his daughter knocking on the door and gestures for her to go away. She walks away.
Sorry.
The clerk receives another fax.
How is Johnny?
Borat wears a despondent and troubled expression.
Can you write, he not as alive as he used to be?
That's it.
The clerk sends the fax. He retrieves the response, which bears the repeated image of frowning faces with furrowed brows.
What did he write?
He sent you a bunch of angry faces. If you do not deliver a bribe to get me into Strongman Club, you will be executed.
Borat looks nervous.
You will find a new gift for him or you will die.
What else do powerful men here like?
Borat rubs his head and spots a news show playing.
We're gonna get great ratings in your show.
Trump is surrounded by women as music blares in the background. Trump gestures to one and appears to say to Epstein, look at her back there. She's hot.
With a thoughtful expression, he looks toward the door where his daughter has her face pressed against the glass.
Can you write, my daughter is here. Shall I give her as gift?
The clerk sends the fax and receives a response.
What did he say?
Perfect. She will be sexy gift for Michael Pence.
Whoa, high five.
Come inside. Come inside. Daddy, why is the sky so low? This is a room. I'm sorry, I escaped from box. Never mind, I forgive you. I have decided that you will stay here with me. You have been chosen to be given as gift to the vice president. I will be the next Queen Melania. She's the happiest wife in the world. Grinning widely, Borat's daughter dances. A title change appears. Borat, gift of daughter to Mikhail Pence for make benefit diminished nation of Kazakhstan in a parking lot. Now, where do girls sleep? All the answers are in here. She hands him a weathered book. Daughter Owner's Manual, official publication of Ministry of Agriculture and Wildlife. He opens it. Wait, you have a name? Tutar. She shows examples of cages. I need one of these. I know just the place. Outside a farm supply store, Borat pulls up in his pickup truck. On foot, his daughter catches up and breathes heavily. Beat you. They enter the store.
What can I help you with?
I prepare my daughter for market, and I am looking for a suitable cage for her.
Okay, a cage. This is a pretty nice one. $900.
A lot of money. I think this one too expensive for you.
No, Daddy, please, I want it.
Daughters, teenagers, you got to make them happy.
How many other girls are gonna live in here with me?
How many girls you normally put in a cage this size?
One.
But I hear McDonald Trump, he cage Mexican children. Well, yes, yeah, high five!
Back inside the store.
What is this?
You put gas in a propane?
If I had a gypsy in a van and I open the gas, will it finish him?
Probably.
Yes?
Yeah.
How many gypsies could I finish with one canister?
However many he had in the van.
Let's say I wanted to finish lives of 20 gypsy. Would this be enough?
Maybe the bigger one.
The bigger one?
Yeah.
Later.
All right, his total is $1,491.82.
Too much. Maybe I take away some of this.
For Magledosh.
No, Ivsha. You tell me that.
For Ivsha.
The clerk watches Borat shy away from Tutar, who angrily points to their purchases.
We take it all.
Nighttime, in the horse trailer.
One day, she was invited to a grand ball. When Fat King Donald saw Melania,
Tutar watches her cartoon.
He became more turgid than he'd ever been before.
Animated Trump gets an erection.
So, he grabbed her vagina.
He puts his hand up Melania's dress and dances with her. Your palace awaits.
Can see.
Borat recoils as Tutar tries to hug him. Not allowed. She enters the cage. You like it? It's the best present I've ever had. Is it nicer than Melania's cage? Not quite, but similar to cage of the wife before her. Stormy Daniels. Get some sleep. Tomorrow we will get you ready for Pence. Well, good night. She turns off a lantern in the cage and sits. Daddy, I love you. Thank you. Daytime, in the pickup truck. There is so little wind in here. Tutar leans out the window. Look at me, I'm flying. Get inside. Where are we going? I'm taking you to meet one of America's leading feminists. With Macy Chanel, Instagram influencer.
Hi, I'm Macy.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Come sit with me.
You're a sugar baby.
I am.
What is sugar baby?
So pretty much a sugar baby is a younger girl like you and I, and we're dating someone who's older.
Yes.
And how old do you like them? That's the question.
Nearly dead.
Okay, then you should get someone who just had a heart attack.
Yes.
Okay, high five. I love that. That's what you want. As a woman, you never want to be a person who is aggressive. You want to be more submissive.
Oh.
We have to be kind of weak.
But I'm strong. I can open a beer with my small hole.
Look, we gotta be appropriate and ladylike. Okay. This is what you're not supposed to do.
Tutar holds a beer bottle under her skirt.
Okay, you did do it. Okay, so we're not gonna do what you just did ever on a date. Because if you do that, they won't like you. You want them to like you. And so that way you can get money from them.
What can I do to make a man like me?
You need a total makeover, okay? From face to hair to clothes to personality to gestures and to what you're doing.
Yes.
Are you ready for a makeover?
Yes.
Okay.
In the truck. Can you come with me to the hairdresser? No, what if they recognize me? Just disguise yourself as an American at a hair salon.
I'm Melinda.
My name's John Chevrolet.
Nice to meet you.
I want you to make a hotsy out of this Nazi.
We can do it.
You want to see the hair?
I would like to see her hair, yes.
Tutar lifts her skirt.
No, ma'am, not that hair.
I have
He shows a picture of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Idea of a hair.
Okay.
This one, nice one.
This is actually a gentleman.
This is a man?
Yes, sir.
Tutar kicks her hairy legs as she gets her hair dyed, then admires her new blonde locks at a tanning salon.
Okay, so we're gonna do a spray tan today. How dark is she wanting to go?
What color is best for a racist family?
The clerk points to a chart.
I would stay right here. I wouldn't go any darker than a 6 or 7.
Tati, monkey is cock.
At a cosmetic store, Tutar eats lipstick.
That is not to eat.
No. What the flavor this one? Can
I not a flavor.
Borat eats one and winces in disgust.
He's not so nice.
It's not poo, I told you that.
The clerk sprays a product on Tutar's heavily made-up face, and Borat looks impressed. At a clothing store.
I need a dress with real sexy peels.
Okay.
Where is the no means yes section? Yes.
The clerk grabs a dress in a garment bag.
Okay, we need to try this on.
Tutar strains to emerge from a dressing room wearing the garment bag over her clothes, and the clerk helps her.
This is not a dress.
What this?
This is a bag that just goes over the dress.
Very nice.
Tutar, you like the dress? Yes,
awesome.
I love it.
The man who owned this, his name... Michelle?
No, this is my store. My name's Michelle, and I own this store.
What?
Yes.
Tutar gapes at Borat. Daddy, a woman can own a business? No, when a woman owns a business, her brain breaks and her head falls off, just like the previous owners. Look, so young, tragic. Borat points to a headless child-sized mannequin. Nighttime, by the horse trailer. Could a woman ever be a journalist? No, it's dangerous. Look at the manual. This happened when a woman tried to be a journalist. Borat shows a picture of a ship sinking among icebergs. What about driving a car? Driving a car? This is what happened when a woman drove a car. He shows a picture of the Hindenburg disaster. Can a woman ask questions? Questions? I think it's dangerous. Borat puts the manual away. Time for bed. Tomorrow he'll observe how American girls behave in public. Daytime. At the State Fair of Texas on Lone Star Boulevard, a child leash connects Tutar to Borat. She spots a father and daughter. Look, Daddy. The fathers hold their daughter's hands here. He probably forgot to bring a leash. Daddy, hold my hand, or they will know you are fake. Borat puts a plastic bag over his hand, then holds Tutar's hand. Carrying a carnival toy, she bounces up and down giddily as they walk together. Borat wears a fake beard, all denim, and a cowboy hat. He reluctantly starts to skip with her, then becomes more exuberant. They pump their arms and kick out their legs as they move. In a parking lot, Borat and Tutar no longer hold hands. They head toward a bakery. Could a daddy ever love a daughter as much as he loves his sons? No. Any father who did that would be sentenced to death.
Howdy doody.
Hey, how are you?
I would like to purchase a cake, prodigious size, made of chocolate for my glorious lady, please.
Okay.
Can you put a message on it, please?
Yes, sir. What would you like on this?
Jews will not replace us.
Okay.
The clerk pipes the message onto the cake in blue icing.
And maybe a smiley face underneath.
Okay.
To put him in a good mood.
She adds smiley faces.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If we could pack that up, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
This is enough. Thank you very
much. You sure?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to have a cake too. No, daughters are not allowed to have cake. Please, please, please. It is illegal to give you treat.
Teenagers.
Please give it to me, Daddy. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, cheesecake. Cheesecake.
Tutar hops.
You want to pick it out?
I will regret this.
I want this one with the baby on it.
Okay.
I'd have a lot of cream.
The clerk hands her a cupcake.
This is our little secret.
Borat stops her from eating.
Lokshov.
I do not want the authorities to see. Ooh, I can't wait to eat this. Hide back here. Borat feeds Tutar behind a dumpster.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Slow down. But it's so good.
Will you tell me that?
I know, but go slower. Slower.
Oh.
She chokes on a plastic baby figure. Are you okay? I swallowed the baby. Are you serious? I swallowed the baby. You're not supposed to eat the baby. He reaches into her mouth to no avail. Hurry, come with me. We must get you to a doctor. At a women's health center.
I have a baby inside me, and I want to take it out of me.
Pastor Jonathan Bright, Crisis Pregnancy Center.
Right.
She wants it out now, please.
Right.
Can you take it out?
No, we cannot. That's not what we do here.
And why not?
What you say, take it out.
Yes.
You end that life. That life will die.
Right. It's already dead. It's not living.
No, it is living. Right now, it has
a heartbeat. This big.
It has a heartbeat right now.
I don't think so.
It is a living, breathing life that God has created.
I don't think he's breathing.
We can show you that it's breathing.
It hurt my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it will hurt my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
If it come out, yes, because the arm like this, it can tear it.
Borat spreads his arms.
I feel bad because I was the one who put the baby in her.
He slaps his hand.
You don't need to feel bad.
I was just trying to give my daughter pleasure, and next thing I know, there is a baby inside her.
Mm-hmm. You keep calling her your daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Is he your father?
Yes.
This is your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Jonathan nods faintly.
I wanted to give my daughter a treat.
I understand. I don't need to hear any more of that. I understand.
She just had
that.
But look at that face.
I understand.
How could I not give it to her? Would you have not given it to her?
I understand. Listen, that is not important right now. We're at this moment. It really doesn't matter how we got to this moment.
When he treated me, he said this will be our little secret.
Yes, this is why I do it behind the dumpster, so no one can see.
Now that you know that I am her father, can we take it out now, please?
God is the one who creates life, and God doesn't make accidents.
In a gas station bathroom.
Push!
Correct!
Push out the baby!
A man using a urinal overhears Borat and Tutar in a stall.
Push it down.
Push it down. The baby is down.
Okay, flush it down.
But the Jesus people said we have to keep it.
It's disgusting. It smells wretched. Flush the baby away.
I'm keeping it. Okay, okay. Borat exits the stall in a fat suit.
She wants to keep the baby. You know what it's like.
A different man uses the urinal as Tutar walks out of the stall. Your makeover is complete. I think you are ready for pens. Really? But to be sure, let's have a practice run tonight.
Cinderella?
It's time to go to a ball. Borat gives her a cream-colored dress and she grins. At a large house, Borat shakes a woman's hand. Dr. Jean Sheffield, debutante coach.
Before the ball, I would meet with fancy lady who would help me introduce my daughter to high societies.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Cliff Safari.
And my name is Dr. Jeannie. It's so nice to meet you today.
My daughter, Miss Ellie, I need to get her ready for ball.
So the thing about it is, we want to get your daughter all prepared by showing her the right kinds of things to do.
Hell yeah.
Nighttime, at the Macon Debutante Ball in Georgia, teen girls in white dresses mill about with their escorts. The men wear tuxedos and red sashes. Later, they stand in two rows flanking a grand doorway.
Now let us present the debutantes. Miss Mamie Henderson, daughter of Mr. Bill Henderson and Laura Schofield. She is presented by her father.
Daddy, you need to hold my arm so they think we're American. Okay, just this once.
Sandra Jessica Parker Drummond and her father, Professor Philip Drummond III. Miss Drummond is attending Grand Canyon University, where she is double majoring in cage maintenance and electronics with a focus on VCR repair.
With Borat and Sheffield.
When I at the ball, is it sufficient to make little braggings about little Missy?
Maybe yes. And you know what? You have to do it very, let's say, graciously.
That's your daughter?
Yeah.
At the ball.
That's what we love.
Yes.
In the South, pretty girls.
Yeah.
Okay. It's they're fun.
How much you think my daughter is worth?
A white-haired man whispers to Bora.
$500.
Ooh, thank you. You my best friend. Buddy.
The man spots his daughter glaring at him.
That's all
fucking gross.
My daughter have her moon blood arrive. Can she still go to a ball?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good.
So we're able to do a lot of things, even though we have womanly things that we go through every moon time you're talking about.
At the ball, a father and his daughter dance while others watch. He twirls her under his arm, then hugs her.
We'd now like to invite Sandra Jessica Parker Drummond and her father, Professor Philip Drummond III, for our traditional father-daughter dance.
It's my moon blood. It started? Yes. Fantastic. Now we can wow them with our traditional fertility dance. Borat whispers to the DJ.
Can you play for Chumpacana?
Borat leads Tutar onto the dance floor in her bare feet. She raises her arms and shakes her hands, revealing her hairy armpits. As he claps, she spins in place. The debutantes, fathers, and escorts all join in to clap along with the beat. Tutar shakes her hips rhythmically. With their arms raised, she and Borat dance in unison. They cross one leg in front of the other and step side to side repeatedly. Tutar pumps her arms and snaps as she shimmies. He drops to one knee and claps as she slowly lifts her dress. With a wide-legged stance, she hops forward and bops her shoulders. She lifts her skirt to reveal blood staining her underwear, thighs, and dress lining. Tutar shakes her hips. Lifting one bent leg, she spins in place. Several audience members look away in disgust as others gape. In a crab position, Tutar and Borat kick out one leg at a time. Several of the older crowd members look on in bewildered revulsion. Borat stands over Tutar as she lies on her back and spreads her legs. In her cage, Tutar still wears her dress and cries. I will never get to live in a golden cage like Melania. In the horse trailer, Borat views his reflection. Why do American men hate me? Standing from the vanity, he goes to the trailer door and shuts it. He starts to walk back to the vanity, but pauses and stares off with a guilty expression. Borat steps out of the horse trailer and opens Tutar's cage. He beckons her forward. Come in. Really? Do you mean it, Daddy? He nods, then shies away from her embrace. Thank you so much, Daddy.
Okay. Can see.
With mascara stains under her eyes, she steps into the horse trailer. He points, and Tutar lies down on the hay-strewn floor. Borat tosses a blanket over her, then settles onto the tiny bed. Smiling contentedly, she pulls the plastic baby from beneath the blanket. It now wears hair and thick eyebrows resembling her father's. She draws a mustache on it. Daytime. Tutar kneels on the banks of a muddy river and washes her father's suit. Borat runs over in his dress shirt and underwear. I've got great news. Pence is speaking nearby. We'll gift you today. But I am not ready yet. Of course you're ready. You are ready for the golden cage. Okay, Daddy. They gather their belongings. At the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC.
Finally, the time had come to deliver my daughter to the vice pussy grabber. But how would I slip in to this conference of Republicans unnoticed? Suddenly, I had an idea.
Borat enters the hotel wearing KKK robes.
I'm Stephen Miller. Sorry I'm late.
Guests in the lobby gape. He stops and glances around, then heads into a bathroom. In a stall, Borat removes his costume, then blows up a fat suit and dons it.
I needed to get Tutar to Pence, the only man that Trump would trust. But who does Pence trust? I knew the disguise I had to use.
He puts on a suit and a realistic-looking Donald Trump mask. Tutar enters the bathroom. Tutar, it's me. Hop on. We're running late. He lifts her over his shoulder.
I know you're ready to demonstrate how much you appreciate everything he does for our country. And it's my honor to introduce to you the Vice President of the United States, Michael R. Pence.
In a packed convention hall, Michael Pence takes the stage. He waves to the applauding crowd, then shakes the presenter's hand. In the lobby, people spot Borat disguised as Trump, carrying Tutar over his shoulder. He hurries toward an escalator. In the convention hall, Pence stands at a podium on stage.
As of today, we have 15 cases of coronavirus that have been detected in the United States, with only one new case detected in the last 2 weeks. And while the risk to the American public remains low, as the president said yesterday, we're ready. We're ready for anything.
With Tutar still over his shoulder, Borat enters the back of the hall.
He's actually on the verge.
Michael Pence! Michael Pence, I brought the girl for you. Don't worry, I won't get jealous. She not Ivanka.
Security guards surround Borat, and a woman shoves him.
You just hit me, man. You just hit me. Don't punch me.
Mike, help me!
Pence shakes his head.
Mike, you're fired!
The security team leads Borat from the hall, and he joins the chant.
4 more years! 100 more years!
If you release me, I'll give you my clan robes.
Don't stop, keep moving. Don't stop, keep moving.
Security guards lead Borat, still in disguise, out of the venue. In a parking lot, Borat gets out of the pickup truck in his gray suit and approaches the postal store.
Please make facsimile of this. Premier Nazarbayev, I have unfortunate news. Michael Pence did not accept her as a gift.
Yours, Borat. And then put sad face.
Sad face. Okay.
The clerk draws a frowning face, then retrieves an incoming fax.
Return immediately to die in excruciating pain. You will be tied to two cows who will face Uzbeks with turnips inserted in their assholes. Uzbeks will be enticed away with money, and cows will follow to eat turnips, ripping you apart.
With a somber expression, Borat slumps forward against the counter. Now, the pickup truck hauls the horse trailer down a road. Tutar notices her father's grim face. What's the matter, Daddy? Nothing. Will they hurt you? Of course not. She shows a picture of Michael Flynn. Could I be a gift to this friend of Trump instead? No, he's in jail. What about this one? In jail, too. Him?
So.
Arrested.
Fish?
Him? House arrest. What about Rudolph Giuliani? A look of hopeful realization washes over Bora. An exterior view shows him making a U-turn. At the postal store, the clerk retrieves an incoming fax and reads it to Bora.
What they say?
If you can deliver her to Rudy, you will live.
Borat grins.
High five! You're not going to get
a title change. Borat, delivery of sexy gift to Rudy Giuliani in last-ditch attempt to save Borat from execution and make benefit diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
Donald Trump is a man with a big heart who loves people, all people. From the top to the bottom, from the middle to the side.
Rudolph was McDonald's best buddy in whole world, and also very dignified statesman of the highest order.
You don't know what you're talking about, idiot. Shut up, moron.
This would not be easy. Luckily, I discover his preference for women with ample cheese-producing capacity. I take my daughter to man who can help.
At a cosmetic surgery center.
After me.
With Dr. Charles Wallace.
I want very much her to be attracted to top-level guy.
Well, what I would suggest is that we do some simple things, like a little refinement of the nose.
What's wrong with my nose? Do I look like a Jew?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
That poor nose.
Because a Jew.
Yeah, she was very sad.
Jew would be like this.
Jew nose more out a bit more, down here, then down a bit here, bump in.
It can't be that bad.
Yes.
And then, if you like, what I would suggest is that maybe we place some breast implants.
And what do you mean breast?
The breast. Oh. Titty. Or breast.
I want a man who wants to make a sex attack on me.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be most men.
Would you make a sex attack on me?
Wallace drops his gaze.
If your father was not here,
Borat and Tutar high five. At reception.
Hello.
Hello.
So altogether, the total is 21,751.
Borat gapes.
How much?
21,751.
Tenge or dollar?
Dollars.
Okay. With the saline implant?
Yes.
Could you take off some money if instead you use potatoes?
We cannot use potatoes.
Why not?
Because potatoes aren't sterile.
These are very good potato.
But you cannot take a potato and put it in the body.
What if we allow perverts in to watch the surgery? Can we have reduction? You can keep the money that they pay you.
Absolutely not. The more people you bring in, the more germs come in. You cannot do that. The perverts have to be medical personnel. They have to be either a doctor or a nurse.
I want to make sure that the man I give her to is very happy and will not return her.
Okay.
So the quality must be tip-top, will it be?
It will be tip-top. It'll be more than tip-top. Are you able to pay this amount? Yes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you.
As the receptionist counts a bag of small bills, Tutar sits with Borat. That's a lot of money, but worth it. So after you give me as a gift, you will leave me? Of course. I will go home and you will have a new owner. So I will never see you again? You expected me to come live with you both? No, of course not. They share a smile. The manual would forbid it. Tutar stares off with a somber expression. With a furrowed brow, Borat glances away solemnly. Later, many stacks of small bills sit on the reception desk. Borat and Tutar face the receptionist.
You have sufficient?
No, I'm short $72.
And if we do not get you this, you cannot make the surgery anyway?
Right. And the surgery will start at 6 p.m.
I only have 24 hours
to get you $72?
Well, yes.
We better get to work.
To pay for new chests, I would need employment. So next day, I leave my daughter with babysitter.
A stout woman answers a door.
What's your name?
Janice.
Janice, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Later, Borat uses a clicker as Tutar staggers in on Chunky heels.
Takumi?
Janice gapes.
Takumi?
He feeds Tutar a treat.
So what is that, like a treat?
Tutar squats.
Treat, yeah. When she perform a command correctly, click, you give her a treat.
Okay.
This is her ball. It make her feel safe.
He chains a kettlebell to her ankle.
For water, please use this.
We drink water out of a glass.
The strings in her brain might break if you try to touch her, so be careful, please.
You said her strings in her brain might break.
They can be strained and sometimes pop. One of them already, she saw something and it was complicated for her, and I hear the noise. Ding.
Oh my God, really?
See you later. Don't leave me here. See you later at the titty doctor. Borat leaves.
All right.
The mutilations would commence in 5 hours. Luckily, I get hired for a job.
What would you like? I can take it all off?
Keep it where it's, you know, above the ears is fine.
Borat sharpens a machete to cut Alan Randy Knight's hair.
Want me to shave your arms?
No.
No?
No, you're not going to shave my hair off, are you?
No.
Okay.
I have good, though. I have done,
Borat shows photos of him shaving a bear and a man's crotch.
But you do mostly animals, though, right?
No. This Billy's sex crime before they remove his crumb, I remove his pubis. I was given honor.
Oh, that's great.
Borat snips a lock of Randy's hair with hedge clippers.
To your satisfaction, sir?
Randy nods. Borat cuts another chunk and shows it to him.
That's fine.
He repeats the process.
That's fine.
Borat shears off another section of heavily gelled hair and shows it to him.
That's fine.
At Janice's house.
What's in the book?
This is our book.
Can I read you a story?
You can't read.
I can read.
Are you a man?
No, I'm not a man.
Show me your putka.
I'm not showing you anything. But I'm a woman.
Tutar hands her the manual.
This is my favorite.
The true story of Nada?
Nadia Akhatova.
Okay. Who once caught a terrible disease called curiosity.
Janice flips the page and keeps reading.
It calls her one night to touch her vagina.
Illustrations show Nadia masturbating.
Her vagina became very angry.
An image shows teeth in her vagina.
And bit her hand. You okay?
Yes.
It's just a story?
Yes.
You want
but
me to
it's a true story.
It's a true story?
Yes.
Tutar looks afraid.
Then suck all of her insides, where she remains to this day.
Yes.
This is not a true story. Okay?
It is a true story.
No, it's not a true story. Your vagina cannot bite. It cannot suck your arms to a ball. It can't do that.
But my daddy told me that.
Okay.
He told me the truth.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, that your daddy told you that.
Yes.
But that's not the real world.
I will touch your vagina.
Who, me?
Yes.
Have I ever touched it?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You can't touch
it. Yes, and I'm here. Nothing ate me up. See, I'm here. You ready?
Tutar nods. In Janice's car.
What are you doing?
We're driving. Women can drive. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay.
You can't drive. You can't drive.
I can't drive.
It's impossible, woman, to drive.
No.
You are a man.
No.
Dressed like a woman.
No.
Help me. Driving the car!
Tutar wears horse blinders in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
At the barber shop, Borat holds a towel between Randy's legs and Randy nods.
Thank
Borat rubs the cloth between Randy's legs, then kisses his head.
Great success! I had the money. It was time for the surgeon to insert 2,000 potatoes.
Plastic surgery office, 5:59 p.m.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
I'm glad. What are you finna do?
I will get the surgery so my daddy can give me as a present for this American man.
What kind of surgery?
I will have the biggest titties in the whole world.
Okay, so you're getting plastic surgery at 15.
Yes.
When are you getting that done?
Now.
Now?
Yes.
Wow. Do you want that? Seriously.
Tutar avoids Janice's gaze.
No, you don't, because you would have said yes.
I excite.
You excite, but that's not what you want. Okay, I don't think you need to do that. Because you're pretty and you're young. And any man should like you as you are. You shouldn't want to be anybody else but yourself.
But if I have enormous titties, I don't have to learn how to swim.
Your titties will not keep you from drowning. You would still have to learn how to swim.
They will protect me?
How would they protect you? They titties. Titties are not going to keep you out the water. You are pretty. You are pretty.
Janice opens the vanity mirror.
Girl, look at yourself. Look. Look. Do you see yourself? Huh?
Tutar smiles at her own reflection.
Yes. You are beautiful. So I don't see anything on your body or on your face that need to change. I want you to be happy. But I wish you would just think about some of the stuff I said. Think about going to school. Use your brain, because your daddy is a liar, okay?
My daddy is the smartest person in the whole flat world.
I can't say nothing about that, but you got a big brain up there, so use it. Just think, because I don't think you need to change.
I will think about it.
Hey, that's all I want. That's all I want. I want you to think about it. That's all I want from you, just to think about it.
Tutar wears a thoughtful expression as they hug. Later, she gets out of the car and watches Janice drive away. Tutar approaches the cosmetic surgery center. Carrying a leather duffel bag in her hand, she pauses outside the door. She looks to the side and knits her brow. She spots a woman getting out of the driver's seat of an SUV.
Another woman.
The driver goes into a hotel. With a confused expression, Tutar starts toward the cosmetic surgery office door, then walks in a different direction. She crosses to the hotel. Inside, Tutar finds a group of women in a meeting room, Hillsborough Republican Women's Club meeting. Later, a woman seated at a table with another group member shakes Tutar's hand.
So what's your name?
I'm Tuta.
Really? Nice to meet you, Tuta.
Nice to meet you. Do you drive a car?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. More than one. More than one.
Well, not at the same time.
What?
We drive a car, we own cars.
With other women.
So the men sometimes steal lies?
Yes, a lot.
Tutar looks off in thought. Now she strides out of the meeting room and heads into a bathroom. She enters a stall. The door stays open, showing her seated on the toilet with the daughter owner's manual. She flips the pages, dons a look of determination, then sets the book on the floor. It lies open to the story of Nadia masturbating. Gripping the handrail, Tutar shuts her eyes tight and reaches downward. Her eyes open wide in surprise, and she looks toward her lap. Her grimace fades. Tutar's eyes shift, and she grins widely. In the meeting room, a woman stands at a podium facing the other group members.
We've seen a dramatic drop in having children produced within wedlock. It's a huge problem.
Tutar enters and approaches.
And I think part of that is the decline of Christianity in the United States.
Can I say something?
Yes. I want you to speak now. I'd love for you to speak now.
This important.
Yes. Yes.
Something really strange, something wonderful just happened to me. And I go to the toilet and I put my index finger and my middle finger on my cunt. And I found out that I wasn't stuck in, and I wasn't eaten. Woman, this place is amazing. No teeth at all.
It has no what?
No teeth.
No teeth.
It's so nice, so warm. I will show you. You move this way, circle four time, then you move up and down, and if it's not working, you can use this part of your hand, and then you will feel something like an explosion, and then you will finish. Come on, take your panties off, everyone, please. Do you touch your vagina?
It's something we don't talk about in public.
Because of the Nadia Kotov story?
No, 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 no.
If that is a lie, what other lies my daddy tell me? So come with me. Come with me, let's run away from our daddies. Let's go and put our hands together and touch our vagines.
And we're so glad you're here, thank you.
A woman scowls and another walks off. Outside the cosmetic surgery center, Borat pulls up in the pickup truck. He wears a disguise and counts cash as he approaches the door. He fumbles with the door and goes inside. Across the street, Tutar walks through the hotel lobby. Borat steps out of the cosmetic surgery center, looking confused. He glances from side to side.
Tuta!
He spots her leaving the hotel.
Tuta! Tuta!
Borat jogs over. You went to the wrong address. It's over there.
I did not.
Come on, it's titty time.
No, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because I'm beautiful as I am, and I don't need to be given as a gift to a man to be worth something.
Yes, you do. It says so in the book.
The Nadia Kotov story is a lie.
Not a lie, it's true.
It is a lie. I did it.
What? How did you escape? Out of your asshole?
No. And the rest of the book is also a lie. Look there! It's a woman driving a car!
That is not a woman, that is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
This manual is full of lies. I found a new book which only tells the truth. It's called Facebook. I learned so many facts there. Like our nation's proudest moment, the Holocaust, never happened.
How dare you say that?
Look!
An article on her phone reads, Holocaust, big lie. Borat looks mortified.
See? I'm leaving.
No, you don't. Who will lock your cage at night?
I can do anything a man can do.
No, you cannot.
I can even become a journalist and probably a better one than you, Borat Margaret Tsagdiev.
Who told you my middle name was Margaret?
Everyone you know, you will never understand anything.
I understand everything.
You want this book?
Hey!
Take it. I hate it, and I hate you, and I will never see you again. Oh, and by the way, I ate the monkey. He didn't eat himself.
You murderer! He was a genius!
Go!
Tutar gets into a rideshare vehicle.
Come out now, one, two, no, you don't! No!
Borat chases after it.
Tutar!
The car drives off. Later, Borat prostrates himself over the scattered pages of the daughter owner's manual in the parking lot.
My mission had failed, and I had learned that the Holocaust was nothing but a fairy tale. Rather than return to Kazakhstan to be executed, I decided to take my own life. Since I did not have money to buy a gun, I went to the nearest synagogue to wait for the next mass shooting, disguised as a typical Jew.
Borat enters a temple wearing a large fake nose and bat wings. He carries a bag of money and a marionette holding a sign that says media. Two old women sit on the benches.
Hello.
Yag Shalom. Jew?
Yeah, I'm Jewish, yeah.
Very nice weather we have been controlling.
You are Jewish?
Yes.
No, you are not Jewish.
One woman approaches.
Listen. Don't be afraid of me.
But please don't eat me alive.
Do I look like I eat people?
I'm
an old, good woman.
Yes.
Look at me. I'm Jewish. Do I have a long nose? Look at me.
No.
You can touch my nose.
He touches her nose with his fake claws.
You see, is it long?
No, it's a small one.
Exactly like your nose. Look at Doris. Does she have a long nose?
A little bit bigger than yours.
So we are normal, exactly like you.
Okay, then use your venom on me and finish me. I am very depressed.
Can I give you a hug?
He recoils.
Don't.
Don't kill me.
I will not kill you. Let me give you a kiss. You see, I give you a kiss and you are still alive.
For now I am, but maybe the venom take longer.
Oh, come on, you will be okay.
I'm hungry.
You are hungry?
Yes.
Later.
Good, huh?
Very good.
Very good, huh?
They eat soup.
I want to hear your story, my dear.
This is the worst story that ever happened to any human being or Jew. I came here on a simple mission to save my country by delivering our number one Televisky star, Johnny the Monkey, as a gift to Michael Pence. And I'm sure you figured out what happened next. My daughter had smuggled herself into the crate, and yes, you got it. She'd eaten the monkey, although I believe he'd probably eat himself.
There are bad stories out there. Listen, you want to hear my story? When
yes,
I was
what
a little
your
child,
story?
I was in the Holocaust, you see me? I was in the Holocaust.
The Holocaust?
Yeah,
you were in the Holocaust? The Holocaust never happened.
But I saw it with my own eyes.
So the Holocaust
happened.
Happened?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
It was not a fake?
No, no, my dear. It really happened.
Thank you, Judith. You made me so happy.
He hugs Doris.
Thank you for giving me faith and hope again.
Let's make love instead of war.
Hold on, one step at a time, Judith.
The Holocaust happened. My culture was right. I have to find my daughter immediately and deliver her to Giuliani.
In the city.
I search in nearby village.
Tuta!
But for some reason, the streets were completely empty.
Tuta! Stop hiding!
Nighttime. Borat spots a man leaving a loans and gun shop.
Hello, Yaksumash. Where is everybody? I do not see anybody on the street.
Everybody's at home. They're telling them to stay inside so they don't spread this virus.
There's a virus?
Yes. They're wanting everybody to quarantine.
I do not have nowhere else to go. Could I stay in your home?
Looking thoughtful, the bearded man holds a case of beer and snacks. Later, Borat follows him in his pickup truck to a cabin in the woods. He gets out of the vehicle.
This is it. Come on in.
They go inside. Text appears. Jerry Holloman.
Go ahead and come on in.
Very nice.
Whoa. Yes.
A mustached man stands.
Nice to meet you.
Borat greets Jim Russell and kisses his cheeks.
Yes. How long must we be stuck in here?
Well, don't know for sure. Till this COVID-19 thing passes.
What is more dangerous, this virus or the Democrat?
Democrats.
Democrats. Oh.
I think with the Democrats, with Obama, and I think it goes back to the Clintons when they were also in office.
This Clinton, they make this plague?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Clintons are very evil.
Extremely evil.
Supposedly they torture these kids. It gets their adrenaline flowing in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take that out of their adrenal glands, and then they drink their blood or that out of their...
I've heard about things like that.
Hillary Clinton drink the blood of children?
That's what we've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard.
It's been said.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I was taken in by two of America's greatest scientists.
So it's killing some of the virus.
No, you can't see the virus.
No, it's still there.
This will kill the virus.
Borat hits a column with a pan, and Jim sprays it with disinfectant. Now, Borat exercises in a strap-on while Jim writes and Jerry watches the news. The strap-on bobs in Jerry's face as Borat does squats. Jerry views dishes and garbage in the washing machine.
That don't go in here.
But this is for a washing machine.
What is it, a flashlight?
I get you a new flashlight.
Alexa, order three flashlights.
Yeah.
Ah. The three men unpack sex toys.
I don't think that's flashlight.
What is it? I said flashlight.
This is flashlight.
Jim stands by as Borat continues hitting the column with the pan.
Got it. We're done.
The Democrats, they want to hurt and destroy this country.
They are like demons.
Yes.
Yes.
We can't do to them what we would like to do because they unfortunately, they have the same rights we do.
They should have a bit less rights than you.
Mm-hmm. High five.
They should.
Even though the hoax virus lockdown was stopping me from finding Tutar, Jim and Jerry found ways to cheer me up.
I wrote a song for you last night so you can play for us. It's called the Chinese Virus Song.
Obama was a traitor.
America, he did hate her.
Yeah. America, he hate her.
There you go. Yeah, that's good. I like
that's
that.
That's good.
Say you can put him in jail.
You must put him in jail.
Yep.
Is he in jail?
No, but I hope so soon.
But I still have not found Tutar. And although my buddies were highly knowledgeable, they didn't know anything about women's.
The women here have rights.
They can do whatever they want.
Borat looks skeptical.
They have a brain like we have a brain. They can think and say the same things we think and say.
When girl born, you are given instruction booklet made by the Ministry of Agriculture and Wildlife. The male baby come out walking. Not the female, the male baby come out. Look, you see.
They don't.
This is supposed to be the doctors with delivery of the baby?
Yes. The doctor wait for the baby to fall out, and you have two other doctor do this.
Well, you don't
one
need that.
One in anus, one in mouth.
What you have shown us and explained to us, we're sitting here like, what?
Yeah.
This is looking at this and thinking, what?
Yeah.
It's a lie. It's a conspiracy theory.
I was scared that I would never find Tutar. But then something amazing's happened while I was looking for QAnon stories with my buddies.
What was this?
Borat points to an internet news video.
Mm-hmm. Wait. This look like Tutar. Her hair different, but this is her, this is Tutar.
Where are your pictures? Can I see your pictures?
Jim looks through the instant camera photos of Tutar and compares them to the online reporter.
I'll be goddamned if it isn't her.
It does look like it.
Screw me in the anus, this hair.
Join me again on Saturday. I will be reporting live from the state's biggest anti-lockdown protest.
I gotta get a pen that fucking works here. March.
For our rats.
For our rights rally.
Saturday. June 27th.
That's tomorrow.
What?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? Please, can we go? Buddy, please. Can we go out of lockdown and find her?
I would think so.
But if she see me...
I know, that's what I just said.
Then she will run. The moment she see my face...
Okay. You will have to change your appearance. Do something different with your hair.
Yes.
Or different clothes.
If I in disguise, what is the one thing that is irresistible to all teenage girls?
Rock stars.
What is it?
What?
Onions.
Onions?
Onions.
We have onions.
We have onions?
Yes.
You have onions in this house?
Yes, I believe.
Yes! Thank you, buddy. I love you. You are my best friend. Fuck the social distance.
At a rally in Washington, D.C.
We got to get up and fight for this beautiful country, the United States of America. I don't see very many masks out there. That makes you instant criminals. Right
in disguise, Borat wears overalls, a fake beard, a cowboy hat, and a necklace of onions.
They're relying that you guys continue to shut up and sit in your house like good little subjects. We will not comply.
People hold Confederate flags and rifles.
I'm going to head up to stage to see where she is.
They're no longer valid. We got to get up and fight, guys. God bless each and every single one of you.
Borat splits off from Jim and Jerry and approaches the stage.
All right, we got some great music coming up. Y'all ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your next act,
Country Steve.
The presenter approaches him.
Are you Country Steve?
Borat glances off.
You bet your asshole I am.
Great.
As he steps on stage, Borat takes the onions from around his neck.
There he
is. My God.
He's doing it.
Jim and Jerry watch from the crowd. Borat gazes out at the audience. Some people hold flags supporting Trump. Turning away from the mic stand, Borat steps over to the band behind him. The musicians lean close.
Do you know
Jerry and Jim exchange a look. Okay. Borat turns back to the mic. He takes it from the stand.
I wrote this song with my two best buddies.
Jerry and Jim raise their arms.
Yeah, very nice. Obama was a traitor. America, he hated. He belonged inside the jails.
Jim and Jerry clap along with others.
I ain't lying, it ain't no jokes. Corona is a liberal hoax. Corona is a liberal hoax. Obama, what we gonna do? Inject him with the Wuhan flu. Inject him with the Wuhan flu. Let's hear it.
A man lifts his fist.
Dr. Fauci, what we gonna do?
Inject him with the Wuhan flu. Inject him with the Wuhan flu.
Borat spots a blonde woman doing an interview, and he points.
Over there. She's over there.
She's over there to the right.
Jim and Jerry walk in the direction he indicated.
Okay, journalist, are we gonna inject them with the Wuhan flu? Or chop them up like the Saudis do? Okay, let's hear it. Who wants to inject them with the Wuhan flu?
People raise their hands.
Who wants to chop them up like the Saudis do?
A man waves a Gadsden flag.
Journalist, what we gonna do?
Chop them up like the Saudis do.
Jim and Jerry approach Tutar as she does her interview.
And the coronavirus just happened to come.
Excuse
along.
Me. Can I talk to you?
WHO, what we gonna do?
Chop him up like the Saudis do.
You need to go back to be with a man from Washington, D.C., and if you do not do that, they will kill him.
She gapes.
They're gonna take two cows, and they're gonna tie ropes to his legs, and they're gonna give him turnips, and they're gonna pull him apart by his legs. That's how they're gonna kill him.
Tutar turns away in thought.
What should we do with scientists? Let's hear it for feed them to the bears.
Yeah!
Let's hear it for gas them up like the Germans.
A man does a Nazi salute.
Okay, let's do gas them up.
With Tutar.
I will not talk with him. But tell him that I will do it.
Your father wanted you to have the book back.
She takes the weathered copy of the daughter owner's manual and walks away. On stage.
Thank you very much, my name is Country Stevens.
Borat talks with Jerry and Jim.
Tutar was going to give herself to Rudolph Giuliani. I had restored greatness to Kazakhstan.
In a news van.
Hello, my name is Grace Sakdia from Patriots Report. I would love to interview your boss, Rudy Giuliani.
Tutar hangs up her phone. In the pickup truck, Borat grins widely.
It was time to return to Kazakhstan as a hero. Finally, I would get my life back.
As he drives down a stretch of highway, his happy expression fades.
Yet something was missing. Something precious that I could never replace.
Now, Borat rings Janice's doorbell. She answers wearing a face covering.
Hello.
I want my daughter ball and chain, please.
Okay, but can you step back? Because you're too close to me. Did you take the test?
To see if I had the syphilis.
Not syphilis.
Ah, yes. I had it 15 times.
That's not good.
In the backyard.
Okay, stop right there.
What?
You had to stop right there.
Stop here? Why?
Because we could talk better that way.
Can I have my ball and chain, please?
Are you finna put it back on her?
No, of course not. She luckily came to her senses, and she is about to gift herself to a new owner. She will be the happiest woman in the world, just like Melania. Can I have my...
Yes, I'm finna get your ball and chain for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Janice drags the kettlebell attached to the chain.
Yes, that's my girls.
Here you go.
He takes something from her.
That's hers. One more thing that she left.
Borat regards the plastic baby from the cupcake, which resembles him and wears a gray suit.
I have a pain in my titties.
Maybe because you're giving away your baby.
Why would that make my chest hurt?
It should.
Why?
You're giving a little girl to a old man.
He wears a confused expression.
That should make your chest hurt. It should make your heart hurt.
Borat swallows hard. Flashes of memory show Tutar with her face pressed against the postal center door and her leaning out the truck window. Borat and his daughter high-five in the cosmetic surgeon's office, and he feeds her the cupcake behind the dumpster. They skip together at the fair.
Would you love her? You care for her?
Borat hesitantly nods.
You care?
Yeah.
Okay. So shouldn't she make the decision on who she marries?
But there's only 2 hours left before she will meet with this man.
That's 2 hours. You got 2 hours to stop it.
Yes.
Find your baby and tell her she don't have to do that.
Thank you so much. Okay, I will go.
Okay.
One last thing. Will you be my new black wife?
No, sir, I cannot be your new black wife.
Okay.
He hurries out of Janice's backyard. In the pickup truck, Borat checks his watch as he drives. Text over hotel reads, Manhattan, New York. Inside the hotel, Tutar boards an elevator. She wears a nervous expression and pushes a button for another floor. The doors close. In the pickup truck. Borat speeds past cars. Now, Tutar enters a bathroom.
As a woman, you have to be kind of weak.
She blows up balloons.
No more strong. We can't be strong anymore.
She stuffs them down the front of her dress to resemble larger breasts. Later, she downs a mini bottle of alcohol. In the pickup truck, Borat changes clothes. He speeds around a corner. At the hotel, a balding man joins Tutar in a room. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, personal attorney to President Trump.
Nice to meet you, my dear.
Nice to meet you. You're one of my greatest heroes.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
They shake hands.
I will try my best, but because I'm super excited and nervous.
Well, you relax. I'll relax. You want me to ask you questions? I'll relax you, okay?
Yes. Thank you. I feel like I'm living in a fairy tale.
He takes her hands.
You're going to do great, okay?
Outside the hotel, Borat pulls up across the street and parks. He gets out wearing a long-haired gray wig, glasses, and a mustache. He struggles to put on a beard as he runs toward the building. Wearing a face covering, he enters and jogs to a man at the base of a staircase. The security guard stops him. Where are you going?
Upstairs.
No, you are not going up there.
But I must defend my daughter's vagina from America's mayor.
Let me see your ID.
So, please take this. It used to belong to my father, but I think you should keep it.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful that you gave this to me.
Tutar gives Giuliani her book, and he reads the story of Nadia masturbating.
Well, thank you, my dear.
Get out or I'm calling the police.
I'm running out. Please, his old crumb will soon be turgid.
Borat leaves with Tutar and Giuliani.
A little bit about China. As an expert of national security, what do you think we can do going forward to prevent this from happening again?
Well, China manufactured the virus and let it out. And they deliberately spread it all around the world. I don't think anybody was eating bats.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a bat?
Oh, no. I don't think I'll ever to eat a bat. If you eat a bat with me.
Okay, I will. I'll eat a bat with you.
She touches his knee.
You're so funny.
Outside, Borat runs to a ramp behind the hotel. He hurries to a service door, then down a hall. He puts his mask in a passing maid's laundry cart. Borat boards an elevator just before the doors close.
I'm in the pantyhouse.
So, probably in a rough estimate, how many lives President Trump saves?
I'd say he saved a million lives. It would have been a million more had he waited that month the way the Democrats would have done.
Yeah.
But he acted swiftly. He acted before anybody. In fact, even his own advisors Some of them advised him not to do it.
Yeah.
I'm good. You're a little bit.
Tutar and Giuliani clink glasses and drink.
Never been in front of the camera. I've always been behind of the camera, but today something with this.
I think you're gonna look pretty good.
We'll see.
You're gonna look pretty
but
good.
But it's because of you.
Well, thank you.
I really feel like Melania right now.
Well, you're doing very well.
Borat enters dressed as a sound guy with a boom mic.
Sound problem. I think we cancel interview.
I don't think we need.
I've already checked.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a bit better. Let me just listen in for a bit.
He leans close to Giuliani's ear.
Is she asking too many questions?
No, she's doing great.
She'd make a very nagging wife.
No.
If I were you, I would stick to marrying your cousins.
Let me check the sound. Can I check the sound?
Tutar takes Borat's headphones and puts them to her ear.
Mr. Mayor, can you say something? Can you say something?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah, the sound is perfect.
It's probably
please,
better
please,
if I stay in.
No, please. If I need you, I will call you.
Sure.
You will be in the lobby, right?
She shoves Borat toward the door.
Don't do it.
What? That's what you want.
But it's not what you want.
But I also don't want you to die. Now go, go.
What if I take your place and he makes
She makes him leave. Dabbing sweat from her chin, she goes back to join Giuliani in the living room and sits opposite him.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Sit.
She touches his knee.
I'm so sorry for that. Really, apologize.
Apology accepted. No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you again for giving me this time.
Shall we have a drink in the bedroom?
They take their drinks into the bedroom.
What happened? There you go, my dear. Okay.
He adjusts the neckline of her dress, then sits on the bed.
You can give me your phone number and your address.
Giuliani pats her hip as she bends to remove the mic from under his shirt.
Should we slip your jacket?
She pulls the shirt from his waistband and takes off the mic. Giuliani lies back and sticks his hand down his pants, tucking the shirt back in.
Put down your crumb!
Borat wears lingerie.
She's 15. She's too old for you.
Why
are you dressed like this?
Take me instead. Take my anus.
I don't want you.
Take my anus. Do not have her.
I'm better than him.
No, I better. My back pussy very tight.
No, please. My front anus.
Please, I will let you enjoy my...
Giuliani hurries to leave.
No, I better.
I would love to meet you.
I was in prison many years, so I have techniques with my mouth.
A bodyguard enters.
I forbid this union. Rudy, Trump will be disappointed. You are leaving hotel without golden shower.
Outside, Tutar and Borat hold hands as they run from the hotel. People gawk at his red lace teddy over his white underpants. He glances over his shoulder, then leads her into an alley. She holds her heels in her hand. Wow, that was close. You know what I think? He grins. I think you did this because you love me as much as your sons.
No.
Her smile fades.
You tell.
More. They lock eyes, and he wears a serious expression. So much more. A smile spreads on both their faces. What shall we do? You stay here. He moves her hair from her face. I will go home to be executed. Tears glisten in Tutar's eyes. I'm coming with you. You want to live in a cage? I forbid it. I get to choose. He puts his arms around her. As they hug, her balloon breasts pop. Fade to black. At the presidential palace in Almaty, Borat and Tutar stand facing Nazarbayev. This is my final will and testament. To my daughter, I leave everything. One anti-Semitic chocolate cake. Also three fleshlights. Stop. Nazarbayev opens a bottle of booze. We're not going to kill you. But I failed my mission. It's okay. People make mistakes. He hands Borat the glass of clear alcohol, then leaves the room. Borat downs his drink. With a dubious expression, Tutar looks around. She spots items on cork boards.
Nothing.
Tutar points, and he follows her gaze. Borat recalls his journey as he reads How to Get Revenge on World for Movie.
I had total failures. My whole world fall to pieces.
Create Virus.
They make this play?
Yes.
Yes.
And they deliberately spread it all around the world.
Patient Zero Candidates.
Tu, Sagdiev.
I believe it comes out of that laboratory. I don't think anybody was eating bats.
Injection, bat and pangolin.
Our Prime Minister Bayev, he grab a lot.
He can do whatever he wants, right?
He sent you a bunch of angry faces.
Spread across world.
I go to America!
So as if they spread it all around the world.
The Wuhan flu.
Glimpses show Borat coughing at a market in Wuhan, China, then chatting with Tom Hanks in Sydney, Australia.
The Forrest Gump, please, right. Make an autograph.
Sure.
Borat coughs on him.
How do you spell your name?
A B?
We have 15 cases of coronavirus. We're ready. We're ready for anything.
Why you wear a mask?
Because of the virus that's going around.
It's gone worldwide. It's all around the world.
It's in the air. It's everywhere. You get sick.
Rudy Giuliani coughs.
I'm good. Stupid thing you bought them.
You will die.
Borat drops his glass. He rushes into the corridor after Nazarbayev.
Sick!
Stop! Nazarbayev turns to Borat and Tutar.
Something typical.
You used me to spread the virus around the world. Yes, I did. And our plan worked brilliantly. We got our revenge on the world for them laughing on us. Borat looks at his phone.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Yes, sir.
If anything happens to me, forward this to my best boyfriends, Jim and Jerry.
What is that magical calculator? It's called a phone. Who is that? America's Minister of Technology. His name, Brian. His twin brother live inside my phone.
Say Yakshamash, Brian.
Hello, this is Brian. I just recorded you talking.
Okay. What do you two want? To keep your mouth shut? I have some ideas. 3 months later, Borat walks through his village and does a news report.
Yakshamash! Kazakhstan now feminist nation, like USA and Saudi Arabia. Bride exports declared misogynist, so we now traffic grooms.
A crate of teen boys gets mailed to Mr. K. Spacey.
We use my iPhone 4's hotspot and steal password from assholes Uzbekistan. Now, we are part of the global community, influencing elections around the world.
A girl types a social media post as a black man.
Kazakhstan, now center of COVID-safe fashion. We invent the maskini.
Borat dances in a thong singlet made from a surgical mask.
Our people are kept healthy with daily hygienic temperature checks.
On a street, a man takes a rectal temperature.
Our fatality rate plummets to 92%. Best of all, I am reinstated as number 4 journalist in all of Kazakhstan. Who number 3?
Tuta Sagdiev.
Why not? May the patriarchy go to hell.
Nice.
Nice.
Don't mansplain to me.
Feminist. My visit to USA make me realize that greatest threat to Kazakhstan is no longer the Jew. It is, in fact, the Yankee.
Yakshamash.
At a race event.
Добре дошли на
първото. Welcome to the first ever
бягане.
Running of the American. Men in masks run from a mascot. They're starting to run. Here comes the American. Oh no, he's got the fever. He's not wearing a mask. Wearing a MAGA hat, the grotesque-looking mascot spews green liquid from its nose. Here comes Karen. She's being a little bit racist. She's going to cough. The Karen mascot wears an All Lives Matter shirt. She spews green liquid. Here comes the chief medical expert. And he's got a vaccine. Everybody's going to be saved. Uh-oh. She's been to Walmart. She's got her AR-15. Karen is not happy. Oh, no. She's killed Fauci. The Americans are victorious in their battle against science. For Kazakhstan TV, this is Tutar Sagdiev and Borat Margaret Sagdiev. Tutar and Borat bow. He puts his arm around his daughter. You were amazing. The crowd gives a thumbs down as the American mascots cough and sneeze on Fauci. Cut to black. Words appear. Now vote, or you will be executed. Credits appear. Directed by Jason Wolliner. Screenplay by Sasha Baron Cohen and Anthony Hines and Dan Swimmer and Peter Bainham and Erica Rivenoja and Dan Mazur and Jenna Friedman and Lee Kern. Story by Sasha Baron Cohen and Anthony Hines and Dan Swimmer and Nina Pedrad. Based on a character by Sasha Baron Cohen. Sasha Baron Cohen as Borat and introducing Maria Bakalova as Tutar. Borat's subsequent movie film, delivery of a prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan. Produced by Sasha Baron Cohen. Produced by Monica Levinson. Produced by Anthony Hines. Executive producers, Buddy Enright, Nicholas Hatton, Peter Bainham, Dan Mazur, Stuart Miller. Director of photography, Luke Geisbühler. Production designer, David Sayas de Maturana. Edited by James Thomas, Craig Alpert, ACE, Mike Giambra. Costume designer, Aaron Knight. Music by Aaron Baron Cohen. Co-producers, Sky Wathen, Robert Michael Nelio, Jonathan Levine, Daniel McGilvray. Co-producers, Deborah Neal Fisher, Julia Pisick, Alexis Sampietro, Todd Schulman, Ashley Underwood. Associate producers, Jordan Cohen, Rachel Hine, Lee Kern. European casting by Nancy Bishop, CSA. A 4x2 Films production. An Amazon Studios presentation. Everybody dance now. Cast. Sasha Baron Cohen as Borat Sagdiev. Maria Bakalova as Tutar Sagdiev. Tom Hanks as himself. Kazakhstan. Danny Popescu as Premier Nazarbayev. Manuel Vieru as Dr. Yamak Gypsy Tears. Miroslav Tolj as Nursultan Talyakbai. Aylin Papa as Huey Lewis Jeffrey Epstein Sagdiev. Ion George as Bilak Sagdiev. Nikolai George as Biram Sagdiev. Marcella Cordia, Luca Nilu as Kuzchek Villagers. Songs. Eder Lezi, written and performed by Goran Bregovic. Balada Louis Lone, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Siki Siki Baba, performed by Kokani Orchestar. Lume Lume, choir version, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia and the Bulgarian voices, Angelite. Kalashnikov, written and performed by Goran Bregovic. Disco Zumbas, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia and Boban I Marko Markovic Orchestra. Pet Suit, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Score from Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Ailili Chantel Dub, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia and Chantel. I'm Coming Out, performed by Diana Vasileva Mountain Girl. Amarishi Amari, performed by Sokolom. Maneo Romi, performed by Alexander Kashchanov and Bubamara Brass Band. Moliendo Cafe, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Cruzando El Campo, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Cucurica, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Zadok the Priest, HWV 258, performed by Westminster Abbey Choir and English Chamber Orchestra. Earn Street Tavern, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia and Adrian Rasso. Stuck in the Middle with You, performed by Steeler's Wheel. Wuhan Flu Song, performed by Sasha Baron Cohen and the Warren G. Hardings. I Am Your Gummy Bear, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Cotton Eye Joe, arranged and performed by Aaron Baron Cohen. Just the Two of Us, performed by Fanfare Chio Carlia. Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now, performed by Little Big. Copyright 2020, 4x2 Films, Inc., all rights reserved. 4x2 Films, Inc. is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. None of the real persons, companies, or organizations in the film are affiliated or associated with the film or its producers in any way. No real person or entity depicted or appearing in the film has sponsored or otherwise endorsed its content. The same applies to the government and people of Kazakhstan, none of whom are involved in this film have approved it in any way. Nothing in this film is intended to convey the actual beliefs, practices, or behavior of anyone associated with Kazakhstan. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Amazon Studios, read by Therese McLaughlin. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Amazon Studios.